I learned all about the great outdoors from my daddy! Yeah! I remember one time we were fishing down at the docks, just off the city pier. Daddy was teaching me how to hold the line in my finger, between my thumb and forefinger, so I could feel a bite if something happened. You know, I could feel the fish nibbling, then I could set the hook. And he was showing me the right way to watch a bobber. Little circles started forming around that bobber. Meant there was a fish. He told me the right way to move it every now and then so the crabs wouldn't get a hold of my bait and steal it and leave me with just an empty hook. Well, one time, he said, wait a minute, son, feel something. And he starts reeling in his line. And wouldn't you know, dangling there from the hook is a condom. And he's like, ee-wee, look what I caught here. Ah! Everybody else that was fishing there on the dock was mortified. His daddy swung that line around, that condom just dangling off the end of his hook. I said, Daddy, my God, that's disgusting. He said, what's disgusting about it, son? Just caught me a little blonde trout here. Pacific whitefish. Sometimes known as a latex eel. Take a good look, son. You'll be seeing a lot of these. You fish a lot around here. Take a good look. And he starts running up and down the docks, and he's chasing me with it. Everybody's laughing. I dropped my pole, and I started running. I kicked over my bait bucket. His dad is chasing. That thing is dangling right at the back of my head. They're like, come on, son. It is catch of the day. Fried and fricassee. Oh, man. Oh, man. I mean, other fishermen and women are turning around. They're like, my. What do you think that was about? I couldn't believe it when Daddy unhooked it and started blowing it. He blew that thing into a big old balloon, and then quick as you please, he tied a knot in the end of it, whacked it with the end of his fishing pole, and sent it out there bobbing over the high seas. I said, Daddy, that is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. Bad enough you hook one of them things, but you actually blow it up? He said, son, the only reason I blew it up, because I knew it was one of yours. I said, Daddy, with all them condoms floating around in the ocean out here, how could you tell that one was one of mine? He said, easy, son. It was only halfway unfurled.
Shrieking and reeking from coast to coast.
You're one goofy mother.
But Johnny Bulk, he's got the most.
Truer words were never spoken.
Ding, dow, and bladdy, bladdy.
Oh.
Hobbledoogie, and who's your daddy?
Village people rotted your brain.
There's alien Ragnat on his heels. We're a knock on the head, and you'll hear him squeal.
Lord knows we've done everything in the Grease Medelli household. I remember one time we took Granny to the nudist camp. I don't know about you. Do you get people nudging you go to a nudist camp? I get that all the time. People say, Grease, no, there's nothing sexual about it. I said, nothing sexual. Everybody's walking around dodons akimbo. He said, that's not the way you look at it. I mean, it's not like it's a models walking around. Sure, there's some good-looking people, but it's people, families, little kids, old geeses. I said, old geezers. Noxema smeared gray tufted rumps. He said, it's not that bad. It's like, no, just people from all walks of life. So we all went. Mom and Pop. My sister Nadine and me. Granny. And it wasn't bad, to be honest with you. I was all worried about nothing. Little fresh air, sunshine, walking around free like that. The sweetest doodads ever smell, I tell you that. Them breezes blowing, nice. It was Granny that made the most wry observation of all, though. We sat there in the restaurant. They had a restaurant. Yep, everybody's eating lunch. Naked. And we all made our order, which was hard to do because the waiter came up to the table and he's just standing there. We're sitting there. I didn't like being eye to eye with old Med Nodule, but stifling a gag. We managed to order the food, and sure enough, when he came out with the first course and put it down, it was Granny. He said, you know, time was when you only had to worry about a waiter putting his fingers in your soup.
This man is sick!